Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Hey, it's Sally, and because you can never have enough Kenkel Fritz and Friends, here's some highlights.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. Good morning. What can we do for you?
Well, I was listening about the knockoff toys earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah, knockoff toys for Christmas. Did you get the actual brand name of the toy? Or like myself, my parents bought me the knockoff. For example, you remember Simon, where you would hit the little the thing and the tones would come out. You had to repeat that. Well, they had a knockoff version. And it was a smaller little handheld thing. And I don't remember. I wish I knew what the their name of it was. Because it would have been something goofy like Follow the Leader. I don't know. We got to know. What is it? Did you have a knockoff toy that your parents bought you? And what is it?
I just have to let you guys know. When Pac-Man was very popular in like 1982, my dad bought my sister and I Munchman. Munchman.
Oh, no.
Munchman.
And it was so complicated to figure out. It was very similar, but not like Pac-Man at all.
A knockoff Pac-Man called Munchman.
Yes, my dad was also the kind of dad that would buy the no-name ketchup and syrup and put it in the kind ketchup bottle.
In a regular one?
And to try to fool us into thinking we were getting the name brand.
Yeah. I love generic names for things. Yeah, they're not Fruit Loops, they're Fruit Wheels. I'm sorry, it doesn't sound the same. You know, it's just... Hey, you want to come over to the house and play Munchman? You ever want to talk? Our number is 888-888-9976. And what can we do for you?
I just wanted to thank you guys for being so honest.
Oh.
I always felt like I really fall short because I don't take the time to stop and read my Bible or take the time to stop and pray as much as I should. And you guys confessing that you are the same way makes me know that I'm not the only one that's like that. I always feel like I'm a bad Christian because I don't do that.
Mm.
And hearing you guys say that you're the same way, like, oh, I should go read my Bible, but I'm going to watch YouTube videos about makeup, really makes me feel a lot better about myself, because when I should be reading my Bible, I'm watching something on Hulu or sitting on Facebook saying, wow, I should really read my Bible. So I want to say thank you. I really appreciate your honesty.
Oh, well, you're welcome. So what you're saying is we're just as goofed up as you are.
Exactly. And I think it's really important that everybody knows that, because you guys doing what you do every day, so many people think that you guys are maybe better Christians.
Sure.
And hearing you say all that makes us realize that you guys are just as messed up as we are.
She's like, I'm trying to say, I'm just going to say it.
You speak truth, my friend.
Well, you know what? It reminds me of something that Mike Donaghy from 10th Avenue North once said, and that is that the church should be like an AA group.
That's right.
We don't really treat it like that. Instead, we walk, you know, past each other and everything's fine. How you doing? Great. Where really it should be an opportunity for us all to bear one another's burdens and share your issues.
I would have to agree. Yeah.
And a makeup video every now and again is okay.
Thank you, Sally.
you're absolved.
I'm going to start a new, no one will watch this, but it would be makeup with Jesus.
No.
Hey, wait. Wait a minute. Simon's whole idea.
Oh, hey. I know. I'm like, no one will watch mine, but maybe they'll watch yours.
Thanks for the idea. Here we go.
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you. You ever want to talk? Our number's 888-888-9976. And what's on your mind?
I have a praise report, and for like 28 years, I drive a public transportation bus.
Okay.
And I usually have Family Life on, and this one lady that rides particularly often had a tough life. I mean, she's going on 70, still working full time, taking care of her son that's handicapped, you know, just all kinds of things going on in her life. This morning, she gets on the bus, and she's sitting there in her seat. She didn't say a whole lot. She goes to get off, and she says, "You always play the nicest music."
Aww.
I know that it's soothing for her. That doesn't sound like a whole lot, but to people that have been through as much as she has, that does make a big difference. That's why I like to donate to Family Life, is because the music speaks God's love and His assurance and builds our faith. It does so much for people that have so much going on in their lives. It's a balancer is what it is.
You know, what you're doing is you have a soaker hose effect that's just continually feeding people on your bus.
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome?
I've always thought that it's been a great opportunity for me to, and I've had a chance to lead people to Christ. It's been a great job.
Wow. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, isn't that neat? If you give to keep Family Life Radio on the air, you're helping bring Jesus to somebody on a bus. Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Hey, if you want to give right now, this is cool. Some very generous listeners will match your giving to Family Life Radio dollar for dollar.
Yeah, it's super simple. Like, whatever you're giving times two. And what that looks like, you know, if it's monthly, hey, doing $30 a month, boom, it's like $60 a month. Maybe you're going to do a one-time gift of $1,000. That's like $2,000 worth of impact. It's awesome. And these remaining days, they're so critical for Family Life Radio. A large percentage of our annual budget, maybe you didn't know this, is actually given in December.
So would you take advantage of this offer? Wait, and by the way, it may go away soon. We want to make sure that we match all of it. We don't want to leave any of this on the table. You can help keep Family Life Radio in there right now into the new year and have whatever you give be doubled.
You can do that at myflr.org, or you can call 888-888-9976.
And just a heads up, I'm looking at there's only one person that's given this morning. Again, we don't want to leave anything on the table when it comes to this matching opportunity. So just think, your giving will be doubled right now. Would you take that step of faith? It'd be awesome if we get five more people on the phone. 888-888-9976. You can also give on our website at myflr.org. And thank you. Our Love Your Neighbor Christmas edition. And what this is all about is we do normally do Love Your Neighbor throughout the year, but at Christmas time, especially, for those that are having a hard time, maybe a little down and out, need a little bit of help, we're trying to help the unsung heroes. Sometimes unsung heroes put themselves last. Well, yesterday, Dave Moore took a phone call about somebody's mother-in-law. This is what happened.
Hi, my name is Britt, and I wanted to give a shout-out to my mom-in-law. She works at a nursing home and takes care of residents that are older than her, and she's so loving and giving and caring, and she gives to the residents and she gives to the staff all the time, and of course the family members. She drives 75 miles round trip every day, Monday through Friday, and she's got 300,000 miles on her Honda, so she's needing a new car. I know it's a big ask, but I wanted to give her the best mother-in-law I could ever have.
Listen, it's Christmas time and Christmas miracles do happen.
That's true.
We'll see what God does here.
I appreciate it. You have a great day. I love your station. You guys do a good job.
So that happened yesterday, Britt calling in about her most awesome mother-in-law, and we have some of the phone this morning. Lori is with us. What's on your mind?
Hi, my name's Lori. I would like to make a donation towards Britt called in last night about her mother-in-law needing a new car.
Oh, well, that is so kind of you.
That would be awesome.
Okay, well, what would you like to do?
He wants me to give $500 towards the car. I don't know, might be a start for something for her.
Yeah.
She was saying how amazing her mother-in-law is, and she needs a new car, and I have the best mother-in-law ever, and right now she's being cared for in a nursing home.
Mm. Yeah, and that's where her mother-in-law works. She's apparently a superhero at this nursing home.
She always took care of others.
Yeah.
I would like to do it in honor of my mother-in-law.
Wow, I love this. This is just, this is so wonderful. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Letting God speak to you.
God is so good.
Wow. Well, hold on here, and our producer, Alex, will take all your information.
Okay, thank you.
I can't tell you the warm fuzzies this all provides. Maybe you know of an unsung hero, possibly somebody in need that we could help out. What is the specific need, and what can we do for that person? Or maybe you want to help out Britt's mother-in-law as well with this car situation. Give us a call right now, 888 888- 888-99-76 and let us know about that person. And thanks for calling and loving on your neighbor.
Experience Hope.
Family Life Radio.
Hey, if you've got good news, we'd love to hear yours. Call right now, 888-888-9976. Jessica is with us. What's going on?
I'm a recovering drug addict, for one, and now I'm actually back in the workforce.
That is awesome. So how did you get off drugs and everything?
Just praying and asking God for help. I was at my lowest point, and I prayed and got on my knees, and God helped me and transformed me.
So how did you quit?
I ended up quitting cold turkey. I don't know how I quit, but it had to have been God.
So you're like, Lord, take this from me. And you just literally stopped right there.
Yes, sir.
Did you have cravings after that?
Nope.
Wow.
I'm completely healed. Yeah.
Well, that's definitely God. Did you have those withdrawal symptoms?
I did a little bit, but it was only for a couple of days. Not like how you would usually routinely go through it, but he did it and he blessed me. And I'll never turn back around, and I'll never stop praising him.
I love it. Well, I hope that inspires other people that are trying to quit something. Cigarettes. Yes, it could be anything. Yeah. Well, congratulations. That's huge.
Thank you, sir. You guys have a blessed day.
Oh, and by the way, never call me sir. Always call me dude.
Okay, dude.
It's Kenkel Fritz, friends with you. You ever want to talk? Our number is 888-888-9976. Good morning.
Hi, this is Anita calling from Hillsdale, Michigan.
Anita, what's on your mind?
I'm just calling in response to your question on the air about the phone conversation.
Oh, yeah. Misty doesn't like to talk on the phone. She likes to text instead. And you claim, Misty, it's ever since texting came around.
Yeah.
Not uninterested in talking on the phone anymore.
Zapped my interest in having long conversations.
I would have to agree with that.
Oh.
The only time that I talk on the phone is when I'm in my car because I can't get away from the phone.
Yes.
Oh. So
that's the one time I'm willing to have a conversation.
Really? When you're driving?
Yes. And then the second I pull up to my house or wherever I'm going, it's like, all right, it's been great chatting. Have a good day.
Yes, exactly. My sister will say to me, oh, well, I heard your car turn off, so I guess we're done.
Can I ask you a question? Is the only reason you called is you're in the car?
That would be a yes.
So imagine being diagnosed with brain cancer. That's a big one, right? Well, Jay Hewitt wrote a book. It's called I Am Weak, I Am Strong, Building a Resilient Faith for a Resilient Life. He's a pastor, and he did get brain cancer. And even though he did, he competed in an Ironman triathlon. It's pretty amazing. So we asked him, he's diagnosed with cancer that could be terminal, and yet he decides to compete in an Ironman? And where did he get the strength for that? I mean, the book is I Am Weak. You admit that you don't have it. So where did it come from?
When you're in a weak state, you're positioned for God's power to work through you. I think that as you ask that question, it's more of a position of being able to trust. Because when you are at your weakest, you know that you don't have it in you. And so anything that does come must be of the Lord. And that does give you some confidence, especially if you're seeing God with you every step of the way, which he was very gracious to allow me to really sense his presence and see him working. And so there was a confidence that came with, okay, I feel like I've had a calling placed on my life by the Lord, and the Lord is with me. So I had confidence that I would have strength to fulfill the calling that he'd given me.
And you know, that kind of reminds me of grace, which is another definition of is the ability beyond your own ability. This was a great interview. Make sure you catch all of it in our podcast. It's Kenkel Fritz and friends. Good morning.
You know how some people have a secret ingredient? Perhaps you do, like when you're cooking a specific dish and add a little something. You're like, people are like, what is that? And you're like, no.
Not going to tell
secret
you.
Secret ingredient. Right. Mm-hmm. I stumbled up on one of those a couple of days ago. I was making we've figured out a way to do kind of like a ramen thing, like homemade. You take the ramen noodles, but then you make the sauce and everything on the side. It's really, really good.
Sounds good.
And I stir up a little bit of beef and put it in there.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it was so good. And so we like dug in and we ate. And at the end of the meal, I looked
down on my hand and I realized, so I wear glue on nails. One of my nails was missing.
No. Like a press-on nail?
A press-on nail.
And one of it was missing.
One of them was gone.
So where'd you find it?
We didn't find it.
Oh.
So I looked everywhere in the kitchen, everywhere I had been.
Oh,
unless
no.
it came off when I was throwing something away. It seems perhaps that was the unintentional secret ingredient in dinner.
Your own nail?
What would have happened if that's the case? It would have, like, you know, I was frying some stuff up. It would have fallen
right.
in the pan
melted into flavor everything.
Delicious.
But, you know.
Wow.
I mean,
that's
I guess,
not a secret ingredient.
A little acrylic tastiness
try.
There.
Love
yeah.
you, Misty, but no thanks.
You know,
I gotta be more careful.
My wife has MS, mm-hmm. For those of you that don't know, and she has a lot of hair that comes out.
Yeah.
If she doesn't pull it back tightly,
uh-oh.
I'm enjoying lovely Becky hair.
No.
Oh,
I
yeah.
feel like we have just ensured Sally is never going to eat at either of our houses.
Thanks, but I think I'm busy that night. Pretty sure.
Is this angel hair pasta or is this your hair?
No!
Experience hope.
Family Life Radio.
It's time for the Joy Report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
So what's bringing you joy? Think about that. And then give us a call at 888-888-9976. Erin is with us. Tell us what's going on.
About a year ago, me and my husband went through a little rough patch in our marriage. We went through marriage counseling to help us. Well, in counseling, they separated us both because they stated we're broken before marriage. So if we can help fix the brokenness, it's not the marriage that's broken, it's each other. And in it, a big prayer for me throughout my whole life is freedom of my brokenness. And I have to tell you, I was able to heal and knock down a lot of walls that have just been beyond beautiful. God is so amazing through what we need help in. I'm so sorry. I'm crying right now because it's just been a an unbelievable blessing to have that freedom, that peace, which has also strengthened our marriage because of the brokenness that is healing. Oh, man. It's been beyond beautiful this last year.
Oh, that is so wonderful.
Mm.
You know, you're 100% correct. A lot of people get married thinking, well, this is going to change us, as in solve all our issues. If there's broken people getting married, you still have broken people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, I think it's that you think the other person is going to feed your need.
Yeah.
And
right.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily.
Common misconception.
That's true. Because
mm-hmm.
you both
or,
have needs.
Or the other way, you think that you're going to change them.
Well, there's that, Sally.
Right. I remember seeing a lady in worship one time and her just worshiping so freely that I was like, man, I want that freedom.
Mm.
When I was able to get that peace, that freedom, I was like, oh my gosh, this is what it feels like to break chains, take off them shackles. It's just beyond beautiful. It's been a big blessing, a big change in my life.
Man, we love that. All right, we want to hear your joy report. What's bringing you joy today? Give us a call. 888-888-9976.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh, Christmas tree, how do I keep you healthy? It's Keiko Fritz and Friends.
That's good.
Thank you. I'm Family Life Radio. I'm not going to quit my day job anytime soon.
No, but you know what? You're a pretty good singer.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you. So I ran across this. If you do a real tree, these might be some tips that could help you, because we want to choose trees that are going to stay healthy for, you know, the duration of the season.
That's right.
Yeah. So I guess it comes down to choosing a healthy tree, and if you're not sure how to pick them, they do say that if you're buying from a garden store or a roadside lot, it likely came from out of state and has been exposed to wind.
Ooh.
And that can drying out a lot earlier. So to start with the freshest possible tree, local Christmas tree farm, always the way to go if you can do that. I mean, if you can't be avoided, go the other way. But you look for a healthy green tree with the least amount of brown needles. Shady locations are the best to choose from.
That's what I always would look for, the shady location where they've been kind of hidden away, maybe behind other trees.
Yeah.
Stacked on top of them.
So I guess the sun hasn't had a chance to kind of dry them out yet.
Yeah, another test, I'd always just kind of run the my hand down the needles.
Yes, because they're not supposed to come off.
Yeah, if they end up in my hand, it's a pass.
Move on, yeah. Move on. And then when you get home, you want to make sure that your tree has enough water. They say for every inch of the trunk's diameter, you fill with 1 quart of water. You want to keep the tree away from heat sources. Now, obviously, I think that could be a fire hazard with a real tree.
Well, yes.
But, you know, there's that picturesque tree right next to the fireplace that dries it out a lot quicker if you have it right next to the heat.
I know, but it's so pretty.
I know.
You know, going back to the water, I've always heard that if you put like a can of Coke, the real with the sugar in it.
Really?
That would help kind of feed the tree. I don't know if it's real or not, but
well, I guess
we used
to
do it.
Well, I guess because they say if you put like 7-Up or Sprite in with water on plants, so maybe... Well, that's interesting.
We used to, long ago, go out and cut down our own tree in the forest. You have to get a license, you know, a permit to do it here where we're stationed in Arizona. But it was so fun, and we would have the most hysterical trees. But they were certainly fresh.
I remember my family all getting in the car and going down to the store and buying one. Fake one, and taking it home and setting it up. That's what we did. So what are your tips for picking the best tree or even keeping the tree that you have healthy? Have you heard of the Coke trick? That's interesting. I never heard that.
Let me know.
888-888-9976. You can also text us at 58326.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you didn't, email Misty at FLR. Oh, sorry. Hey, if you want to learn more about The Morning Show or get in touch with us, head to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.